Welcome to Talk of Ages, where we discuss issues related to seniors and retirement. Today, we're going to be talking about assisted living and memory care. Here's our Director of Community Relations, Amber Moores.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us again this week on Talk of Ages. I am so excited to be here. And this week, we have a really important subject that we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about Alzheimer's. And joining us here in the studio today, we have a very special guest. We have Kimberly Best, and she is with the Alzheimer's Association. Kimberly, welcome.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to have you here. First of all, can you tell us a little bit about what you do with the Alzheimer's Association?
Well, I'm the Senior Director of Development for the Alzheimer's Association South Carolina chapter. So I work predominantly on our fundraising events throughout the state of South Carolina.
That's awesome. And I know you have a few in our second segment. We're going to be talking about some of those. But Great. First, I'd like to talk about the Alzheimer's disease. Can you tell us a little bit about what Alzheimer's is? Because I know there's some confusion about Alzheimer's versus dementia and Parkinson's and all of that. So can you explain a little bit about that?
Gladly. And one of the first myths I'd like to dispel is that Alzheimer's disease is a part of normal aging, or that dementia of any sort is a part of normal aging. Alzheimer's disease is actually a progressive degenerative disorder. And yes, it's characterized by memory loss, but there are actually changes going on in the brain and its brain cell death. So it is a disease. But as such, there is hope that there can be a cure for this disease. Now, the other thing that you mentioned is Alzheimer's disease as it relates to dementia. Mm-hmm. And people often get those terms confused. Dementia is an umbrella term. So just like cancer is an umbrella term. And so when somebody tells you that they have cancer, what's your very next question?
Oh, I'm sorry. What type of cancer?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so with dementia, there are also different types of dementia. And the most common form of dementia, 75% of all dementia cases are one type, known as Alzheimer's disease.
Okay. Why was it named Alzheimer's? I think this is a really interesting story. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, it was actually named after Alois Alzheimer's. So he was the person who discovered the disease, and he discovered it in a woman's brain on autopsy, plaques and tangles in the brain. So the hallmarks of Alzheimer's disease are actually when someone has plaques or tangles in the brain accompanied by actual shrinkage of the brain. So it's not just changes in memory. It truly is changes in the brain.
That's really interesting. So when somebody has those changes in the brain, and I know just as a personal note, I know my mother has Alzheimer's and dementia.
I'm so sorry.
So we were able to see some changes with her over time. And at first they were kind of gradual, and some of my family kind of brushed them off as normal aging. But as we went along, we really were able to see that they weren't just a normal part of aging. You know, she drove to the park one day to go hiking and lost her car and ended up having to walk like 5 miles back to her house to call my sister and say, I've lost my car. So tell us, what are some of the signs you might see when somebody who has Alzheimer's?
Well, I will tell you that one of the things I'd love to just, if I could give a quick plug here, the Alzheimer's Association has a great program called Know the 10 Signs. And so I can talk more about our services later. But if people wanted to go to our website, alz.org, they could look up Know the 10 Signs and get more in-depth information than you and I have time for here.
Absolutely. And Jamie Gay actually teaches that class, and it's a free class that anybody can attend.
Absolutely.
She teaches it a few times throughout the year. So if anyone's interested, you can certainly go to the website and find that information.
And we can always take this to groups too. So one of the signs that you mentioned with your mom there is memory loss that disrupts daily life. Okay. So we give 10 signs. And when I say memory loss that disrupts daily life, well, I mean, you and I can look at each other and say, oops, I almost forgot that I had an appointment this morning to talk with you. Okay, that disrupted my life. But the difference is that was a minor inconvenience. Like you said, your mom had to walk 5 miles as a result of her memory loss. Also, we say poor judgment or decision making is a sign. Now, how often have we in our lifetime had a poor judgment or decision making? But with someone with Alzheimer's or dementia, it is more than just a once in a while thing. It is an ongoing series of bad decisions. Also, The inability to manage a budget can be a warning sign.
That was a huge warning sign with my mom when her TV kept getting cut off because right. she forgot to pay the bill.
Now, for someone like some of my family members, it may not be a warning sign because they have a habit of it, okay? But if it is a change in their behavior and it's something that's not their norm as far as those behaviors, that's when you really need to be concerned. So the cool thing is, again, if you go to Jamie's program, go to the program delivered by Jamie, or if you go to the Alzheimer's Association website and look up Know the 10 Signs, it's not going to give you just a one line. It's going to say what is normal aging and what isn't normal aging. Because as we age, yes, our brain undergoes changes, so we will notice some slowing down and some changes in our cognitive activity, but it is markedly different than what you see with someone with Alzheimer's or dementia.
So the next question I have is kind of a depressing question. I already know the answer to it, but you know, I'm always hopeful for a cure for my mom, especially. I don't want my son to grow up and get Alzheimer's, and I don't want him to see me have Alzheimer's. And I know right now there is no cure. I know that the Alzheimer's Association is involved in a lot of research, but what are they doing to find a cure?
Let me give you a lot of hope to that, okay? Because yes, right now our best drugs do nothing to actually slow down the disease. And part of the problem is that in the past, we really couldn't definitively say someone had this disease until autopsy, until we looked at their brain. So when we were trying treatments on them, we didn't know if we were really trying it on people who had the disease. So our best medicines right now deal with the symptoms. So they make the person a little bit easier for us to deal with. So think about it again. I go back to cancer. With cancer, sometimes there's a lot of pain associated with cancer, and we can do things to treat the pain and it doesn't change the cancer. So that's kind of what's happening with the drugs on the market right now. However, let me give you a lot of hope here. I will tell you that in clinical labs, we've cured this disease many
That's
times
amazing.
Over. What hasn't happened is we haven't been able to make that happen in a human being. So it can happen in laboratories. So we've got to figure out what that barrier is to get that to work in human beings. And I will also say that if you listen to the news, you probably heard recently that there was a drug that in phase 2 clinical trials has actually shown to slow down the progression of the cognitive symptoms and actually reduce the amount of plaque in the brain. And because of research and things that the Alzheimer's Association has made possible, we now have imaging to be able to do amyloid imaging of the brain to see those plaques and tangles before autopsy.
That is pretty amazing.
Yes. So while that does not give us an answer for those living with the disease today, it does give us great hope for the future.
And that's something that we at Waterstone really want to give people is hope.
Yes.
We have a wonderful director of memory care. Her name is Peggy Masterson, and she has gone through a lot of training to learn specifically about Alzheimer's disease, yes. about dementia, and how to help folks with that. And so part of what we do at Waterstone, we have an assisted living, but we also have a community dedicated to taking care of people with memory care. So in this memory care community, we do a lot of additional help. We provide a lot of additional help for folks with Alzheimer's and dementia. So, Kimber, when do you think somebody should start looking for a community for someone to put their loved one who needs that extra help?
You know, that is such a personal decision, and it's very different from family to family. In some cases, families are able to pull together resources and help their loved one make that transition. For some people, having that independence of moving into an apartment in a community like Waterstone on Augusta gives them independence while also giving them the care that they need. And so the sooner the better. For other people, they may have tried the route of caring for someone at home and have just learned that the disease has progressed to a level that they can no longer safely care for them. So having staff that are trained like you have at Waterstone on Augusta is a great option for families in that situation.
Absolutely. And we really want to be able to help your loved one. Even if you're not ready to make that decision, it's always a good idea to look around at communities. So we invite you to come and visit us. We invite you to come have lunch with us. Our chef Obi prepares some amazing meals. But we invite you to come and visit and come check out Waterstone, our memory care for yourself, and ask us questions. Talk to Peggy. Love to. Well, when we come back, we're going to be talking about the Alzheimer's Association specifically, who they are, what they do and how you can help the Alzheimer's Association reach their mission of finding a cure for Alzheimer's.
Absolutely.
Hey, welcome back. I was so excited in our last segment to learn about Alzheimer's disease and what it was. And in this segment, we're going to be talking more about the Alzheimer's Association in particular, who you are as an organization, how you get your funds, what you do for folks in the area. So to start off, Kimber, can you just tell us briefly, what is the Alzheimer's Association?
The Alzheimer's Association is a national voluntary health organization. We are a 501c3 charity organization, and we are the world's leading provider of Alzheimer's care and support, as well as the world's largest and most impactful funder of Alzheimer's research.
That is a huge statement.
It is a very huge statement. So the Alzheimer's Association mission is really equally focused on people and science. So as far as science goes, we are not only a conductor of research, we're a convener of researchers. We are a funder of researchers. We're a connector through a program called Trial Match, where people can get matched with clinical trials looking for someone matching their profile. And then we are, I think I may have already said, a convener. We bring researchers together, and then we're a catalyst. So any research that's going on, even if we don't have our finger directly on it, because of the advancements we have made with this disease, that is why the science at this point is now able to get as far as it's getting. So we really pride ourselves on that, on the science side. But then on the people side, we are really the leaders in helping people living with the disease today and offering care and support, including education, support groups, helpline, all kinds of ways of just helping not only the person with the disease, but especially the caregivers, those loving them and living through this disease with them.
Definitely. I know I've heard you speak a few times, and I love what you say about your Alzheimer's logo. Everybody's looked at it and wondered what it was. Yeah. And I love that you say that it's one continuous line with two purposes. The one side represents a beaker, which is your research and scientific study and progress that you're coming up with. And the other side represents a person. I love that the Alzheimer's Association really focuses not just on one piece, but on both pieces
people
of that.
People and science, yes.
Now, tell me a little bit about your funding. I know you mentioned funding earlier.
Yes.
How do you get your funds to do this research, to help folks in the area? Where does your money come from?
It comes primarily from private donors. As I said, we're a charitable organization. We're not funded by the government or through major grants. The majority of our funds come from individuals like you and me who participate in events. And our single largest funding source for the Alzheimer's Association nationally is an event called Walk to End Alzheimer's, the signature fundraising event for the Alzheimer's Association.
And I know quite a bit about
yes,
that
do.
Event. Actually, I am the volunteer chair for the 2018 Walk to End Alzheimer's this year in Greenville.
Yes.
And I'm so excited. That event is coming up on October 6th.
Yes.
It's Saturday morning. It's at Fluor Field. It is an awesome event. We walk just a short walk around downtown. We have folks come out and set up booths and pass out information. A lot of stuff goes on there at the Walk to End Alzheimer's. That's awesome. Tell me a little bit about your sponsors and how sponsors affect the walk.
Well, and I love to tell people too that our walk is not an endurance event. It really is a display of support, and it's a really moving event. And one of the most meaningful parts of that comes during our Promise Garden ceremony. So I will go ahead and say here that Waterstone on Augusta is our sponsor of the Promise Garden in our Greenville walk this year. So we are so excited. And sponsors help us to further the message of our event, to further the reach of our event and engage more people and provide more information to those coming to our event and seeking to know about the services available to them. I'm so excited that Waterstone on Augusta has stepped up as the sponsor of our Promise Garden this year. And I think that's going to be a very meaningful component for everyone.
It definitely is. That's one of the most meaningful components to me. I know I get my flower every year, and every year I write my mom's name
and you know
on that flower.
I didn't think about the fact that your listeners, maybe not all of them have attended our walk before, they may not be familiar with this. So what happens is everyone who comes to our walk, as Amber just mentioned, they get a flower. And the color of the flower, it's a pinwheel flower like you see in gardens. The color is based on someone's connection to the cause. So for those like Amber who are caring for someone living with the disease, you get a yellow flower. And on the flower, you can write a message or whatever you like. And then everyone there gets a different colored flower. There are four colors. The rarest of all is our blue flower for those living with the disease.
That blue flower touches my heart. When I see somebody holding up that blue flower, I know that they are currently struggling with this disease and they are currently living with it day to day and the effects of the disease. And that blue flower is why I keep going.
Absolutely. And the neatest thing is when you get back to Fleur Field after our walk, you see all of those flowers planted there on the field, showing all the promises of hope that we will together one day end Alzheimer's disease. I believe it's happening in my lifetime. I hope in time to impact your mom.
I'm sure you will. So the blue flower, the yellow flower.
We have the purple flower for those who have already lost someone to this disease. And then we have the orange flower, and that flower is for people who may not have a close connection to the cause, but they simply want to see an end to Alzheimer's disease. We call that our advocates.
Our advocates. That's wonderful. And we need you to advocate for us as well. Now, there is one more flower that you didn't mention. And I don't know if you all have seen the commercials on TV where all the white flower petals are raining down as people are walking. Tell us, what does that white flower mean to you?
I love that white flower. And there's actually a radio ad for that as well that says, one day there will be a white flower for the first survivor of Alzheimer's disease. So right now we don't plant that one in our garden because we don't have that. But we are holding on to it for the day that our walk will be able to be led by people holding white flowers.
I would love to see a sea of white flowers.
Absolutely.
And get rid of that blue flower.
Absolutely.
That's my dream and that's my hope. So, you know, we talked about the Promise Garden. Let's talk about the Caregiver Cafe. We have a special sponsor this year.
Yes.
So we have a few exclusive sponsorships with our walk. One is the Promise Garden that Waterstone on Augusta is doing. And then one is the Caregiver Cafe sponsorship. And this is really important as well. Tell us, who is that sponsor this year?
Palmetto Mortuary has stepped up as the sponsor. And I really love that because I think that they have a unique position in knowing how to provide care and comfort to people in trying times. And so on walk day, Walk to End Alzheimer's is a free event. It is free for people to register and attend this event. So if you have someone dealing with this disease or you're dealing with it, some people come as seekers to this event to learn more about the association and our services. But with all the people around, it can get overwhelming. So we have a special area set aside for our caregivers where they can relax and enjoy the event, but not necessarily have to be in the hustle and bustle of all that is happening on walk day. So it just gives them a unique opportunity to be able to enjoy the event, get more information and really connect with other caregivers.
And we have a number of sponsors. Typically, we have over 30 different companies who sponsor this event. And we just want to say thank you so much to everyone who is a current sponsor. We don't have time to list them all. I wish we could talk that fast because they're wonderful. But we want to thank everyone. If you're a current sponsor for the Walk to End Alzheimer's, we want to thank you. And if you're not, give me a call. I'll tell you how to become a sponsor. We have a little bit of time left to be able to squeeze in a couple more sponsors this year, but give me a call. So if you're not a big company, if you're just somebody living in a neighborhood who knows somebody who has Alzheimer's, or if your loved one's affected, how can you get involved with the Walk to End Alzheimer's? What do you do? Where do you go?
So we've mentioned sponsors. That's a great way for companies to get involved. Another way for companies to get involved is by forming a team. And really, the majority of the teams that we have in our walk are actually friends and family teams, not companies at all, but people who've been impacted by this disease that just say, I'm going to go out and do it, and I'm going to ask other people if they want to join me. So they start a team. There is no required number of people you have to have on a team.
So I can be a team of one?
If that ends up happening, we'll take it. But most people...
Or 100.
Yes, exactly. Most people end up getting at least another person to come. Heck, if you're coming out and bringing your kids, you've got a team right there.
Yeah, definitely. That's awesome. So we raise all this money. I know there's different levels. I know I'm currently a champion, which means
yes.
I've raised over $500. We have different levels of sponsorship. They go up. So when we get all this money, when we get the funds, our current goal is?
It's $309,000. And that's a significant number because in South Carolina, there are 309,000 people caring for someone with Alzheimer's or dementia. So we are going to try to raise $1 for every person in South Carolina caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's or dementia.
And you can help us out by going to www.alz.org/walk and making a donation. But when we get those funds in, where do they go, Kimber?
So the funds actually impact the full mission of the Alzheimer's Association. So just like we talked about the people in science, 60% of the funds remain right here in South Carolina, helping us help the people here in South Carolina.
That's a big percentage.
Yes. The other 40% actually does get it put into a national fund. And that is the fund that helps create our programs, our awareness programs, fund our helpline, and fund that research. Remember, we're the world's largest nonprofit funder of Alzheimer's research.
So you mentioned something just now. You mentioned your helpline.
Yes.
And I think that's probably one of the most amazing things about the Alzheimer's Association is you have a helpline. And this helpline is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You have volunteers standing by. You have staff standing by to help answer the phone.
Absolutely. And actually, we have trained counselors that answer the calls. So if you call during the daytime, your call is routed to your nearest office so that myself or one of my other colleagues here in Greenville could actually pick up the phone and talk with you. If you call in the evening, you're still going to get a trained professional speaking with you. We'll be home sleeping, but your information will be shared with us so we can then follow up with you, because normally people aren't calling us for our one and done. Most people are calling us because they're on this journey and they need a partner and they're going to need ongoing support and help. So that number, if you don't mind, is 800-272-3900. Again, that is 800-272-3900. And that number is good anywhere in the country.
Yeah, definitely. If you're struggling, if you have questions about the disease, if you have just a need to talk to somebody, these folks that answer the phone are happy just to talk to you if you need somebody to talk with. So I'm so excited about that, Kimber. So excited to learn about the Walk to End Alzheimer's, to learn about the Alzheimer's Association and how you help. So once again, Kimber, if you could give us the details of your website, your phone number, how we get in touch with you.
So again, our website is alz.org for South Carolina. You just add /SC if you want to see specifically our programs and services here in South Carolina, like our support group listing. Our phone number again is 800-272-3900. We do have an office here in Greenville County, but we again have offices spread throughout the state, and we pride ourselves on providing services in every county in South Carolina.
Well, thank you so much, Kimberly, for being my special guest today. I really enjoyed having you here.
Thank you. I was delighted to be here and just, again, so appreciative of the support that Waterstone and Augusta is giving to the Alzheimer's Association.
Definitely. I know we feel it's very important. If you want more information about Waterstone on Augusta, give us a call today at 605-7236. If you'd like to get involved or join our team, you can search for our team on their website. We are the Waterstone Warriors.
You've been listening to Talk of Ages. For more information on Waterstone on Augusta, visit our website, waterstoneonaugusta.com, or call us 864-605-7236. We invite you to join us again next Sunday at the same time for Talk of Ages.